Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Cough and a Deep. I am your host, Jeremy Lopez, and today I want to talk to you about how to learn how to prophesy. You know, I think right now in the church as a whole, so many people are intrigued by prophecy. They're intrigued by last day, end time prophecy, but more importantly, I think they're intrigued by prophecy as a whole, as of the gift of prophecy to the office of the prophet, the spirit of prophecy, to really know how prophecy works and how do I prophesy. And yet we go to people to learn how to prophesy, or we go to people to get a prophetic word, but many times we walk away not really understanding, you know, that I actually am the one that can prophesy. You know, I don't have to go to prophet so-and-so or whatever, but I can learn how to listen to the voice of God myself. And so one thing I want to do today on this broadcast, I want to give you a little download, if I could, about just some snippets of learning how to prophesy, because I want you to begin to understand exactly how to prophesy, how to learn to prophesy. And the first thing I want to give to you, and by the way, a lot of this is taken from my School of the Prophets course. I really want to encourage each one of you to go to our website, identitynetwork.net, and to order the School of the Prophets course 101. And then we also have the School of the Prophets advanced course, where it takes you into a deeper realm of revelatory things on the prophetic. But one of the things I teach people in these schools is to understand, to prophesy, you must first and foremost train your mind to live in the now. Now, you might say, well, how does that really cause me to prophesy from the voice of God? A very good question. Because of the fact you have to learn and understand that your mind must be in subjection. Your mind must be controlled. The Bible says the carnal mind of man is the enemy of God. The Bible says to, you know, to cast down vain imaginations, you know, the imaginations that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And there's so many other scriptures that deal with the mind and thoughts and everything else. And, you know, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, like Philippians talks about. And the one that I really like when it deals with, you know, really do I need to prophesy, is in 1 Corinthians 14:5. 1 Corinthians 14:5, Paul said, I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. And here's the reason why. Because first and foremost, God wants you to prophesy because He knows that you have to, first of all, A, train your mind. And how you train your mind is to learn to live it and live in the now. Put your mind under subjection to make it line up with what is the reality of what it is you want to believe. Now listen to me for a moment. What is it that you know God has called you to believe? And no matter what belief you have, I have news for you. No matter what belief you have, every one of your beliefs must end up living in the now moment. If not, it's not a true belief of God. Think about that for a moment. You know, no matter what belief you have, if it doesn't line up with learning how to live in the now moment, it's not a true belief of God. Why? Because God is an I am God. God is the I am. God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. He is a now God. He's not a yesterday God or tomorrow God. Now, is God of yesterday and tomorrow? Well, absolutely. But the reason why we say He is not is because of the fact that the spirit realm is one big eternal now. The spirit realm has its timelessness. The Bible says, time shall be no more. You know, when John the Revelator, you know, when he saw things from the Lord, he didn't know really, you know, the time limit he was gone or the things he was seeing. Paul was caught up to the third heaven and didn't even realize if he was in the body, out of the body. He had no clue what was going on because he was caught up to a timelessness dimension, which means you have to understand that every belief of that is scriptural as far as from the Father in your life is going to have to line up with learning to train your mind to see what it is that your mind and eye need to see in the reality of the now moment. Why? Because God doesn't move in the time of yesterday. And you might say, well, wait a minute, you know, does God move, you know, in my yesterday? Well, no, He can't go back and fix something. He can start you off where you are now, and which is actually building your testimony. Since He doesn't change anything of the past, He can go back and add to, as far as creating what used to be into a powerful testimony, a great and powerful testimony that can help change people's lives. And so through that, and because of that, He starts in your now moment as the I am of God to be able to fix from this moment on. And in order for you to have this moment corrected and fixed and adjusted to move on to where your future is shifted, is you have to learn to what? Allow God to shift you, but you have to learn to line up in the moment in which God is living in. And the moment God lives in is the now moment. And so through that power, you have to understand that you have to train yourself to live in the now moment. Why? Because guess what? God is speaking now. God is concerned and God is speaking of this now moment, not of something that used to happen or something that may never happen in the future. See, God's not concerned with telling you always something about your tomorrowness. Does God do it? Yes, because He wants us to have a vision that, to where we won't perish. But God loves to talk to you in your now moment, because right now is really what you're promised. Think about it this way, folks. Right now, you can prove yourself you're alive and well right now, because you can put your hand on your heart right now, can you not? You can feel your heart beating. You can feel the breath coming out of your mouth right now. You can see your eyes blinking. If you look in the mirror, you know, you can feel maybe, you know, the twitching in your arm or your hand, if you have, or your leg if you have that, or you know you're alive now, correct? And so because of that, you have to align to and adjust to where the power of life is, and the power of life resides in this now moment. So in order to hear the voice of God, you've got to train, adjust, and discipline yourself to live in the now moment. Now here's why I say this to you, because you have to learn also to be able to see in the now moment and listen to everything around you. The Bible says creation moans and groans and travails. It waits for the manifestation of the sons of God to appear or to manifest or to be adjusted or to put in their right place of where they need to be. You can use all those words really and terminologies, because that's actually the whole totality of what the creation's waiting for. It waits for the manifestation of the sons of God to do what? To line up and to be where it is they need to be. No matter where that is, and where God's called you to be is where God wants you to be. And that's where the adjustment begins, and then it ends when you are finally in that now moment of knowing that you're in the right place at the right time of your life. And then you open up yourself under that great portal of God, under the kingdom of God, and God can speak to you in that moment. Now, we talk about creation for a moment. Creation deals with a lot of amazing things, because it's waiting for the adjustments of me and you, correct? It's waiting for the manifestation, the adjustments of where me and you need to be to where we can finally get there. And the reason why God uses that way is because God uses creation to speak into our lives. God uses people and God uses things and God uses anything that is in creation to speak to our lives. How many know the Bible says that, you know, you can look at nature and know there's a God? Because nature has a way of reflecting the unseen. Nature has a way of reflecting the unlimited. Nature has a way of reflecting the supernatural. That's why it says you can look at nature and tell there's a God, because God manifests within even nature. And through that, we begin to understand that nature itself can also speak to us, because it's moaning and it's groaning, and it waits for me and you to be where we're supposed to be in the time frame in which we're supposed to be there. And so if you want to hear God's voice, you have to listen to everything around you. Creation is calling out. Creation is people. Creation is things. Creation is the birds. Creation is your life. Creation is, you know, going down the street. Creation is anything and everything that involves this life you live in. And so you have to remember, you know, if God caused the donkey to actually have a voice to speak, you know, to the man that was beating him, guess what? God's creation calling out. God used evil kings in the Bible, in the Old Testament. God uses anything and everything He can. God causes the day to stay still for a longer period of time. Why? So the battle can be, you know, can go on longer and further into the victory comes about within the Old Testament. You see so many different things where God created and initiated creation to stand still, to revolve, to move, to do all these different things. The prophet of old even said, hey, according to my word as a prophet, I'm going to cause it not to rain. Rain is a part of creation. Think about it. Rain's a part of creation. Did he get it under the umbrella of God as far as the authority of God? Absolutely. But he was able to maneuver and speak to creation to mind him and listen to what God was saying to and through the man of God. And so because of that, we're dealing with what? Creation. Because of that, God was able to bless or send forth a message. God was able to get his point across to who and what it was he was trying to talk to. So through all of that, we have to remember that the now moment is where we should reside, for one. And secondly, we should be able to listen to what creation is saying to us and through other things around us. The best way for me to listen to the voice of God, even though I have trained myself as a prophet, because I don't have the gift, I move in the office of the prophet. And because of that, I have trained myself throughout the years to constantly be in the flow of the voice, to become the voice of God, which means no longer am I detached from trying to find the voice of God. I've become the voice to where it's easy for me to prophesy. prophesy to you. Many of you, if not all of you, who hear me now by this broadcast have been, you know, wooed in, if you can call it that, or have been drawn in by me prophesying to you. Because at the drop of a bucket, you know, I can open my mouth right now and start prophesying right now over this broadcast, you know, within a heartbeat. Because I've learned to become the voice of God. I've learned not to detach myself, but become the very thing I'm looking for. Become the very thing that I'm wanting to do. Become the thing that I know God has initiated for me to be one with. And so through that avenue, you have to, you know, also begin to find yourself, you know, thirdly, to see yourself attached to be the voice. And through that, does that mean you're perfect? No. Does it mean everything you say is going to be right on the money? No. It just basically means you've learned to become the voice to where the flow is not a start and stop in your life. It's a continual flow, a reservoir, be it also a raging river that constantly flows in you. And therefore, you don't have to stir yourself up for it. You don't have to fight in warfare about trying to, you know, hear the voice of God for someone else. You don't have to do anything. You just open your mouth and just speak it. But it's also according to the level of your faith. We prophesy by the proportion of our faith. You prophesy by the proportion or the level of the faith that you have, that you've built up in your life. And so through all of that, guess what? Life is about living in the now moment, for one. Becoming attached to the voice, too. Well, actually, that's the third one. The second one was what? Is learning in the now moment to listen to creation. Listen to things around you. Don't always expect just the audible voice of God to come down and speak to you and say, my son, my daughter, and have the house shake, because it's not going to happen. Very rarely does that happen. But most of the time, God just speaks to our spirit through things and through people and through creation. That's just how God operates. Because all things were made by Him and for Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So God uses everything that He made for His pleasure. That's what the Bible says. So therefore, God called everything that He created to be for His pleasure. And if everything's for His pleasure, don't you think He's going to speak through the things and the people that are made for His pleasure? Absolutely. So everyone was made for God's pleasure. Everything was made for God's pleasure. That's what the Bible says. So God can speak through anyone and everything that He desires to get the message across to you. The reason why you don't hear it is because you have not aligned and adjusted yourself to open up more to allow everything to be used by God to speak to you. That's the main problem people have, is they're always looking to say, well, I want to sound like this prophet. I want to prophesy like you. Or they think just God's prophets prophesize. And what happens is God says, don't limit me. I can speak through you through the emotion of a cat. I've seen God move through seeing birds fly in the air, and I can hear God speaking to me concerning, you know, certain things or certain places or people, because God uses motions and movements, and God uses things and animals and trees and valleys and creation to speak to me. Why? Because I've learned to make God unlimited, not make Him limited. You know, the us for no more church mentality it's going to close. It's going to go down because God is not into us for no more. It's not an us versus them gospel. It's a we gospel. It's a oneness gospel, which means God is here, you know, that He can use anything and everyone to speak to anyone and everything. And you have to line yourself up to see God as being Lord of all, or see God as being Lord of none. Because God is not Lord of some. And so when you see it that way, you understand that God wants to use you to speak to you and through you. And through all of that, guess what God does? God says, I'm looking for a willing vessel, a chosen vessel. And what did Isaiah say? Hey, here I am. God, send me. God is looking for people that want He can use, that want to be used. And through all of that, what does God do? God said, all I need for you to do is just to be open, to be flexible, to be open and ready for me to speak to you. And the other thing I would recommend for people before I close this broadcast is, don't always look for God to speak to you in the thus saith the Lord's. You know, most prophetic schools will teach and train you the same thing, and that is, don't always find God's voice in Elizabethan, in Victorian, in a thus saith the Lord, in a these and thous mentality. God speaks to us in everyday common language. And when times change, the voice of God will change to adapt to that in which you know that you're used to hearing and speaking. You know, you might say, well, I don't know about that now. Listen to me. Do you think has God ever spoken to you in original Aramaic when you are praying and you're saying, Lord, what can I speak to Linda? You know, I really, really feel you want me to minister to Linda. Does God just open His mouth to your spirit and just start speaking, you know, Hebraic or, you know, Aramaic or something to where you have no clue what's being said? You're telling you it's all just Chinese, if you know what I'm saying? You know, God doesn't do that to you, does He? Because He knows that you don't understand that. So He speaks to you in the language in which you understand. He's done that for centuries. So God speaks to you in a modern way, Why? So he knows you can get it, you can understand it. And, you know, because if God was to speak to you and say, "Thou saith thus me, O Holy One of Israel," you know, I would say to Linda, you know, "Cast thou into the..." I mean, you know, God doesn't talk that way, to, you know, because why? Because to you, you'd have to try to figure out the jumbled message of a language that you're, because of religion and religiosity, is trying to tell you how God speaks to you. God doesn't speak that way. He speaks the way of the modern way in which you understand. Because he wants to make it as simple as possible for you, because that's why God is all things to all people, that you might win some. God can speak to a Chinese person in a Chinese language. God will speak to a Taiwanese in a Taiwanese language. God will speak to an Englishman in an English language. Why? Because that's what they understand. And God created all these languages. And so God is oneness when it deals with all the languages and the people. And so therefore, he will speak to you on what level you're on and what you understand. And he'll push you and stretch you. Definitely to sort of seek and it shall be found. He'll give you a little bit of complicated things within his speech to you just to make it stretch more. That's just how God works. He wants to stretch you, but he doesn't want to blow you away to where you have no clue what's being said. Did you get that? God wants to stretch you, but he's not going to blow you away by giving you something you have no clue what it's about and just your mind couldn't handle it. God speaks to you on the level in which you can understand, but he gives you just a little bit more in order to stretch you, that you'll continue to be that seeker of hunger and thirsting for God's presence, of more of his glory, more of his presence, and more to hear his voice. And so remember that today, to where you're able to understand how to learn, how to hear the voice of God. And these are techniques that are simple techniques. Now, if you want to get a little bit more quote-unquote complicated techniques, as far as me teaching you, educate you from Genesis to Revelation to the elementary to the toughest, as what we say in the old school, to the milk to the meat, I encourage you today, go to the website, identitynetwork.net. And when you go there, just click on School of the Prophets, School of the Prophets Course 101, School of the Prophets Course 101, or the School of the Prophets Advanced Course. Both of these courses, alone or together, separate or together, will include a workbook, an ebook, or a book, whichever one you order it in, as far as hard copy or digital download. It'll give you hours upon hours upon hours of teaching modules. Both courses separately are about a 4-week course, so if you wanted to get them both together, it's 8 weeks. If you get them separate, they're 4 weeks. But I recommend to people to get these two courses, either or, because of the fact it'll teach you and train you not how to be a prophet. It'll teach you how to walk with God in the cool of the day like Adam. It'll teach you how to hear the voice of the Lord, not just for yourself, but for another. It'll teach you and train you how science has proven words carry in the atmosphere. How much more does God's word carry and vibrate within the atmosphere of our universe? That I'm going to teach you things you've never heard before according to God's word. So I want to encourage you, go to the website today. Order School of the Prophets Course 101 or School of the Prophets Advanced Course. And or if you want to order by phone. Now, these courses, the first course actually is in hard copies, or you can get it on a USB drive. The School of the Prophets Advanced Course, we do offer that one as a full complete digital download, where you can get it instantly sent to your email, or you can order the entire course on hard copy course and you can get it sent to you through the mail. And so either one is fine with us, but I want to encourage you today, learn how to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. You need to learn how to hear God's voice for yourself. And if you go to the website to order those, I encourage you right now to do it. Or call my office to order the School of the Prophets Course 101 or the School of the Prophets Advanced Course. And the number at the office is 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And just talk to my customer service staff and say, "Tell me about your School of the Prophets course. I heard you have two of them out." And they'll explain both of them to you. All right? So until our next broadcast, folks, get some training, get some education. As one of my close friends once said, readers become achievers. And those who read and study to show yourself approved, those are the ones that God likes to use. Trust me, I'm telling you from experience. The more educated you become in God's kingdom, whether it's revelatory things, but you know, guess what? You realize deep calleth out to deep. And God will cause you, the deep in you, to cry out to him. And God's deep will cry out to your deep. But if you're not deep, guess what? God won't cry out to you. Because deep only calls out and cries out unto deep. So get educated this week. Until our next broadcast, have an amazing week.